We've been saying it all morning, and finally our next guest has arrived in the studio, Dave, and it is absolute royalty this morning too, by the way.
Yeah, and that would be from Agro's Cartoon Connection. It would be Agro himself.
G'day, Agro, morning.
Dave OJ, how are you?
Very nervous to have you in the studio, Agro. It's always
great
to see
you. Don't be nervous. I'm coming back in October.
Mate, you're looking good. Have you had a facelift or what?
Best thing I ever did was advertise on Triple M because the tickets are going nuts for my show.
I know. People have been begging us and bribing us, Agro, to give them tickets to your show.
Yeah, well, I stayed in Mackay last night, and I knew I was in Mackay because there was a breakfast hutch in the motel I was in. I don't think they're anywhere else in Australia.
No, we're certainly
they're gone.
We're certainly a crowd of our own here in Mackay.
And out in the front of Triple M, I saw a lady getting a big bunch of flowers from the communal garden in the median strip. I was thinking, this is Mackay. I'm doing it. What have I got left? Slade Point. That's Slade all Point. I got left.
Oh, my God.
Well, Slade Point's been done up as well now. You can go up the up and down the stairs for a bit of a jog.
Holy guacamole.
You know we've hit a big time. We've got stairs finally at Slade Point. Agro, up late. I've got to say, a lot of your YouTube clips have made some news headlines over the last few years, mate. And a lot of people, especially my age, Dave's age, probably is a bit older, mate.
No, I was watching it.
Your audience is going to come along, but it's not for kids, is it?
Definitely not for kids. Not for kids. Absolutely not for kids. I can't believe that I'm actually... I can't believe that Jamie Dunn's speaking and his mouth is moving. I just had a moment there. it's not for kids. There are some clips that aren't on YouTube that you won't believe.
Yeah.
But there are some that are. And who was to know that the outtakes of Agro's Cartoon Connection would have 4.5 million hits?
Crazy.
I know. And the Americans are just going berserk over it as well. They're loving that Agro, like a character like Agro, was on kids'
TV. They can't believe it. I see that on TikTok a lot. They're like, we can't believe
this. Americans, though, they're not quite normal, are they?
Certainly not normal. But so if people want to come along, obviously tickets are selling out fast. I'm going to talk to Jamie now. Tickets are selling fast, aren't they, at the moment, mate? So people
they're selling really well. Yeah, and thanks to you guys. The best thing we ever did was come to Triple M and advertise, that's for sure.
Well, it fits well with the demographic, I think.
Well, we grew up with Agro.
We're all old Agro people.
Yeah. Absolutely. I used to work with you years ago.
Oh, my God.
I was just
that would have been a
morning.
Pain in the ass.
Did you see? It was.
Did
you see the photo I put up of you on my Facebook page?
God,
Agro's.
No.
No, the one we had one taken. Remember? No, you don't even remember.
No.
We went for lunch. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes, I do. At Cane Lane Central, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's a long time ago.
Isn't that sad? Look what's happening. You just spoke to me, Jamie, and Agro. When you said Cane Lane Central,
yeah.
Agro went, yes. He nodded. Thank God I'm not a suited character.
Agro, you always make me laugh. There's a lot of people listening this morning. We're going to give people a chance to win some tickets later in the show. Will you stick around for the next couple of hours? Go get something.
I'm not doing a thing.
Except for checking out the lady picking up the flowers in Victoria Street this
morning. Yes, there's free flowers in Victoria Street. Just go and cut them yourself.
Don't
the council pay for them.
They're very, very generous, our council, mate. Stick with us. We'll be back soon with more very soon here at Triple M.
Yeah, he's been signing autographs, which is a bit hard.
For the kids of today, wouldn't know this theme song.
We'll keep you company.
Cartoon Connection. Yeah.
Agro up late at Mackay Entertainment and Convention Centre in October. Agro, thanks for joining us, mate.
Absolute pleasure, Jay. And Dave, with puppets like me, we don't age. And I've noticed, because I was here about a year ago, wasn't I?
Didn't
I come through?
Yeah.
You're looking a little bit tarnished, mate.
Oh, mate, that was a long time ago.
I don't know why, but your skin doesn't fit anymore. What's happening there?
Oh, my God. He's not lying, Dave. He's not lying.
Hey, that's what you get for losing a little bit of weight lately.
Well, you know when a passion fruit gets overripe.
It's very much, if you put a face on a passion fruit, that's what you got, Dave. He's exactly the same. You haven't changed a day. Actually, no, I lied.
No, you've had a facelift.
You look a little different.
I have had a facelift. Yeah. It's amazing that you would recognise that.
What
because, let me see. A million years ago, I did 13 episodes of Perfect Match with Shelley Craft.
Yes.
And
was that fun?
She's wonderful, but it was difficult. It was difficult. And I'll tell you why, because you're not allowed to go backstage. And so if, Jay, you were on Perfect Match, I'm not allowed to go into the secret room and say to you, number two's a cracker.
Oh, right. Really? So you need the real response.
I did do it because the general manager of B105, who I was, you know, sucking up to,
Richard?
His son was on it.
Oh,
and I had the rehearsal with the three ladies, and I knew. And so I go into the secret room where he was sitting, and, you know, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
A bit like Dave.
You know, a radio manager's son, you know, privileged. And anyway, so I said to him, I said, one would be very happy if one was to choose the right one. So,
you didn't say
what do
number.
You get for that?
Oh, number
you
three.
Think number one, yeah. So he gets on, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Number three, he got the female rugby union player.
Was he happy with that choice?
And you know that they went to Daydream Island, and what they do is a little package.
Yeah.
And you see him walking along Daydream Island, then out of the bush comes this female rugby union player who tackles him and nearly breaks him in half.
What is a match made in heaven?
He should have listened. He should have listened, Agro. This is why you're here. This is, you know, you've been a staple in all of our lives.
Yeah, but talking about my facelift, before I did that show, they went, oh, he's looking a bit grubby. And so they made a new one, and I'm the new one. And my nose is slightly larger, just like yours, Dave. Like a passion fruit that's overripe.
I didn't even notice.
You know, that skin problem.
Oh, my God. Too much. I love this. No, Agro, up late. The tickets are selling very fast. You've got to get onto these because it's at the end of October.
Yeah, there's no meet and greets left. The tickets are selling. It's great. I'm so pleased we came to Triple M. And I'll tell you what, make sure you and your partners come along. Yep. I've got tickets for you guys. Have you got tickets to give away?
Yes, we do, actually.
Yeah.
If you want to grab them now, call 133353. It's always good to see you, Agro.
Well, I just wish I could see you, Jay.
Jamie, good to see you as well.
Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. See you, boys. Jay and
Dave in the morning. Yeah, we're looking at a bloke who goes the extra mile for his family and also particularly for his wife and how he raises his kids in concert with his wife. We're looking for a bloke who does a bit in the community. Who is a role model. If you look at the six pillars of International Men's Day, that's the sort of bloke we're looking for.
Yeah, right. So so it could be any kind of industry, any kind of person, but if people know this person who fits the description, they should nominate them now, right?
Yeah, correct.
Mm. Okay. Every single one of those attributes doesn't apply to Jay and I. At all.
I know, that's very true. But there are lots of them in our region.
You'd have to fit one or two of them, I'm sure.
Well, we stand upright sometimes.
We're actually really good at really bad dad jokes. So, I mean, maybe that's something to do.
You need to talk to the Fatherhood Foundation.
So if people want to nominate somebody for the big award, how do we do that, Frank?
Yeah, what they do is get on the Shed Happens Mackay Facebook page. On there, there's an ad with the Father of the Year, the Man of the Year from last year. Yeah. Go down to that ad and then click on the more, and then it'll bring up a URL. The URL's nominations, manoftheyearmackay.com.au. Click on that. That'll take them to the nomination form. They then get the form, fill it in, and then resubmit it. Through that same URL, and it comes to our panel, and we judge it from there.
Right. I'll put all the details onto our website. That way people know where to go and how to find that as well. It's a great thing to do, and, of course, we like showcasing so many talented, kind, impressive men from our region, Mackaywood Sundays. Frank, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time, mate. Thank you.
No worries at all. Thanks a lot, mate. Have a great day. Jay and
Dave in the morning. Hooray for Hollywood.
Well, today you would notice we don't have the wigs on, so we're not going to do it today.
Yeah.
But being Theatrical Thursday, I feel like we could probably play another game that does look at us recreating, not recreating, but identifying a movie scene or...
Right.
something like that, you know?
Oh, okay.
So yep. I've got a...
Because you're good at that. You can recite...
too much insignificant stuff. That's what I can recite.
From different movies. You do it all the time, though.
We're going to do name the next line of the jingle.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you a line of a commercial.
Oh, crap.
You know how some commercials have jingles?
Yeah.
And you've got to tell me what commercial it is, what client it is,
right.
what advertiser it is, and the next line of the jingle.
Well, this is going to be a fail.
That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
That's why Mick Molloy loves me and can't really... What did he say?
I don't know.
I've got it here on...
He says he doesn't get me.
Good on you, from Steve. Mackay, I believe, Steve. We love you up there.
Yeah, well done, man. 98.7 Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Yeah.
I like Jay. Don't care for Dave.
Don't Dave's care a good for guy. Dave.
Don't care for Dave. There you go.
All right. I know where I stand.
First line of the jingle. Old-fashioned service, trusted and true.
That's Pete Comino and Sons.
Is it?
Old-fashioned service, trusted and true.
Next line.
Rock up this
window. Okay, that's a special part. I don't know. What would be the next line, though?
Old-fashioned service, trusted and true.
We've been here for years with the gear for you.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Okay, next line.
All right.
All things creepy, all things crawly.
I want to say Harris Pest Control.
Is that your final answer?
It'll have to be because nothing else is coming to mind. What is it?
No.
All things creepy.
All things crawly.
All things pest control.
So it was pest control. The creepy, the crawly thing probably gave that away.
Yeah. Well, that's educated guess.
Got that wrong.
Okay.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Oh, jeez.
I like this game. Yeah. I reckon if the tables were turned, I would succeed in this game.
Yeah, see, I suck at this game. I have no idea. Say it again.
It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
No, I got nothing.
It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
Spit water.
Oh, of course. I knew I heard it before. I just didn't know where.
Spit water, that's what it does.
Okay, well, obviously...
I think Theatrical Thursday should come back next week.
Yeah, I think so. Because this game really sucks.
You're bad at this game. Turn it around. Give me a go next week.
Okay, done. Do you want local ones?
I listen to far too much local radio. That's what it is. I know all the bloody ass.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
On this International Coffee Day 2022.
Yeah, this should be a public holiday too. International Coffee Day, so you can go out to a cafe, just enjoy yourself.
Coffee.
Because everyone lives on coffee, don't they, in the morning?
Not everybody. There's believe it or not, folks, and I don't want to say it because you probably live with one. Check yourself, though. And be careful because there are tea drinkers out there.
Yeah, but even tea drinkers like the smell of coffee as well. They just want to be fancy. That's all it is.
As I said this morning, tea literally is leaf soup. Like, that's what you're drinking, the leftovers from leaves in a glass of water.
You're drinking the leftovers from weeds, basically.
Yeah,
pretty,
that's exactly what it is. Yeah, teas is a leaf.
That's so wrong.
I don't encourage this, but I saw on a documentary that there's some weeds in your garden. I don't know which one it is, so don't drink it. This is my stat deck. Don't do this.
Yeah.
But they boil them up, and the weed... stuff makes you feel better. Like it cures
so
your body.
So does coffee. Makes you feel 100%. Better in the morning. It's the only way to go.
I don't know one person who I don't like who doesn't like coffee.
I think actually we do. And she's in the office at the moment out at the I think it's because she's English bred.
Oh yeah, she's a leaf soup drinker.
Yeah. G'day, Amanda.
Leaf soup, not tea. She's leaf soup.
Yeah. But everybody likes a coffee. And the thing is, Australians are actually more bigger coffee drinkers than what the Americans are. And we're more connoisseur-based as well. Iced coffee. You can't go past a decent iced coffee.
Mm.
Like Paul's in the Northern Territory. That is like velvet. Liquid velvet.
Homemade iced coffee is the best.
You can go the slow drip one. I know you love those ones. You can go the hot coffee. You can go the instant coffee. You can go the caramel lattes if you want. Doesn't matter. We all drink coffee at one stage.
I like my coffee bitter, just like my personality.
Even if you think it's bitter, you still put sugar in there.
My way of life. No, you don't. You don't put sugar in coffee. That's I don't.
I do.
Yeah, I know. 4 teaspoons.
Yeah. That's why you. I come down hard at 9 a.m.
1-3-5-3. Let's put the call out. Who doesn't like coffee?
Nobody. We're not going to get any calls.
Who doesn't like coffee? So we know, yeah, it's International Coffee Day, so we're going to celebrate, obviously.
Yeah.
But who is in the category of leaf soup drinkers or you don't like coffee?
Sally in Morani, you love a coffee, don't you?
I do not like coffee, no.
Sally. I thought this was going to get off to a good start, then you just let me down. Why don't you like coffee?
Well, it's really just bean soup, isn't it?
Bean soup. Very true. That's very true. Okay, touche.
But bean soup tastes fantastic in the morning.
Well, you are right. I do like the smell of it, but not the taste.
Why is that? Because I think I was pretty much the same. Thank you for the call. Pretty much the same as a younger person. I didn't really drink it until I got into breakfast radio. You can't function without it.
I think it's just an adult thing. That's what it is. Mm. Jenny in Bukaja, it's an adult thing, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
So do you enjoy a cup of coffee or are you despising it as well?
I enjoy a cup of coffee because I run a little coffee shop, but no, I don't drink coffee at all. I love the smell of it.
So hang on, you run a coffee shop. Which coffee shop, by the way?
It's a little one in North Mackay called My Office Cafe.
Oh, nice. Pop out there and have a coffee there. So you run a coffee shop, but you don't drink it?
No.
How does this work? Like, I'm trying to get through my thick skull at the moment. How could you not?
It's all about the smell.
Oh, so
but how do you know if you're making a decent cup of coffee for people if you don't drink it?
Oh, I've got regular customers that will tell me that it's not right.
Ah, well, right. We're happy to tell you as well if you're doing a good cup of coffee. Thank you, Jenny, for the call. Rob's called. Rob, you like your coffee or what?
I am a coffee drinker, most certainly. I'm not the hugest fan of coffee, but I definitely have one coffee in the morning.
You have to.
The reason I rang is Paul's Iced Coffee. I grew up on that stuff up in Darwin.
Oh.
I moved over to Queensland about 15 years ago. Mate, I've only been back up there a couple of times, and I tell you what, there's nothing like it in the whole part of Australia. I've been in Western Australia, Queensland, nothing like it, man. We need Paul's Iced Coffee over here.
Yep, I agree with you. 100%, Greg.
No, homemade iced coffee. Thank you, Greg, for the call. 1-3-3-5-3. Let's go to Rob in Airlie Beach. Rob, you like coffee? Despise it? What?
No, I'm highly allergic to coffee. I'm anaphylactic to coffee, so I hate the stuff.
You poor thing.
How can you live?
Easily, I just don't drink coffee.
Touché. So when did you find that out? At a young age or what?
Yeah, I was about 6 on a school camp.
Yeah, right.
And the teacher gave me some coffee and my tongue swelled up and they rushed me off the hospital.
Would honestly be the most heartbreaking day of my life if that was the case. I couldn't drink coffee now.
Yeah, pull the plug. If that was the case.
On this bean soup drinking day today. Jay and Dave in the morning.
Head out to Dumbleton or spend time in the Whitsundays. Pinnacle Pub, I might fancy, baby, to grab a meat pie, yeah, with peas. And I guess if you live in Rural View or live in Uralee, you have 3 days to yourself. It's a long weekend time. Three days off and they're all mine. It's a long weekend time. Few more hours to knock off time. Feels like you've waited a lifetime if you live in Prossy. But 3 days is for you. You want to use it foolishly. Queen's birthday here to help you feel renewed. Maybe just watching the footy. Will it
long weekend time. 3 days off and they're all mine. It's a long weekend time. Few more hours to knock off time. It's a long weekend time. 3 days off and they're all mine. It's a long weekend time. Few more hours to knock off time.